Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Good morning, Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Matt Manero, with the I Need More Money radio show. I Need More Money dovetails to my new book that comes out in the fall of 2016 called I Need More Money, because I believe everybody needs more money. Period. End of story. As far as I'm concerned, it's an inalienable fact. Indisputable fact. Everybody needs more money. If you tell me you don't need more money, you probably don't have any money, or you ain't on purpose. That's my stance. Look, everybody needs more money. Here we are at in my office. For those of you who don't know, I run a $100 million equipment finance company out of Dallas, Texas. This upcoming weekend, July 4th, is a reminder for me, because 21 years ago, in July 4th, 1995, I rolled into Dallas, Texas. I didn't have any money. I had no contacts. I didn't even have one familiar face. When I got here, I knew nobody. When I say nobody, I mean nobody. I didn't even have a friend of a friend of a friend. And I rolled in. This weekend will be my 21st anniversary in the state of Texas. And I love the state of Texas, because I know one thing for sure. Today, just like it was 21 years ago, this exact moment, the same principle holds true. You can roll into Dallas, Texas, on your last tank of gas, and you can leave rich. And that's what I love about the state of Texas. But it doesn't come without ups and downs, without trials and tribulations. I own a big equipment finance company, a successful equipment finance company, but guess what? Today's the end of the month and the end of the quarter. And in my office, you got to pay the piper, baby. It's time. It's time to put up or shut up. I want to see scoreboard. We post numbers a lot in my office, but the numbers matter at the end of the month, and they really matter at the end of the quarter. And we just happen to be so lucky that it falls right before 4th of July weekend. Today is the end of the month and the end of the quarter. So when we pull up the numbers, becomes tough. Becomes tough to be a business owner. Because are you really going to practice what you preach? Are you really that big, tough, gritty guy who says you're going to put up or shut up, you're going to hit your number, I'm going to fire your butt? Is that how you manage? What do you tell your people when they're struggling? How do you help them? How do you get them through their tough times? Or do you do it like I used to do it, which is, it's their own darn fault. They should have known better. Too bad. If I could do it, they could do it. Heck, I had to start with a yellow pages and a phone and a folding table. If I could make it, anybody could make it. Look at all the tools I give them that I didn't have. Right? What are you going to start telling them about how you had to walk to school barefoot like your dad used to tell you? You think that motivated you? Think about what I just said. When your father said how hard it was when he was a kid and he had to walk 5 miles on a dirt road with no shoes to school, did you care? Because guess what? Your employee doesn't care either. He doesn't give a damn how hard it was for him, for you. He's concerned about how damn hard it is for him. Your stories don't motivate him. Your stories of your pain and your struggle don't motivate people who are in pain and struggling. They're in pain and struggling. They're figuring out how they're not worried about hitting their scoreboard. They're worried about, how am I going to pay the bills this month? That makes it harder for you as the boss. What are you going to do? Do you have the guts to cut them loose at the end of the month or the end of the quarter or at the end of the year? Or are you all talk? So for me, it's a tough situation because I'm a hard-driving guy. But when you got to fire somebody like I did 10 minutes before I jumped on the air today, it's not fun. It's not fun to see a guy sit in front of you with a wife and a baby, a new baby, who's struggled for the last 2 months in your organization after you feel like you helped him and you gave him all the tools, and he still didn't make it. And you know the pain that your organization and his lack of effort within your organization has caused on his family. But you got to put the nail in the coffin. You're the guy who's still got to finish it. You got to step on the throat and you have to finish it. And it makes being the boss very difficult. But guess what? That's what you signed up for, right? That's what you said you wanted to go into business for, right? Or did you say you were going to go into business to be filthy, stinking rich? That you were going to hang a shingle out and that customers were just going to flock to you and you were going to be able to charge them anything you wanted and they would pay you and you would eventually sit back on the beach drinking margaritas, watching the money roll in. I'm here to tell you, it's not the case. It doesn't work like that. It never really gets easier, to tell you the truth. It's always a challenge. What you need to focus on is whether or not you get better at managing those challenges. Do you get better at figuring out, am I better at these challenges? Can I handle the human relationship piece? Can I run a better business? Can I handle economic changes? Can I handle regulations? Can I handle litigation? It's all part of I need more money, man. Because if you need more money, you need more skills. But I can tell you one thing, as the boss of a lot of employees, it never gets easier when you got to let a guy go. And I just had to do it 10 minutes before I jumped on the air. I had to say goodbye to a guy. Been with me 9 months, he's married with a baby, and we had to say bye-bye. I believe I did it right. I believe I gave him all the chances, the opportunities, the tools for success. I believe we coached him up, but then we had to coach him out. That's the way it plays out, folks. Welcome to the wonderful world of business. Are you ready for it? Do you really have the gumption? Do you really have the gut and the grit to pull it off? Because I'm telling you, point blank, a lot of people just talk about it. It's tough to do it. We have an incredible show today. I'm so excited to have Larry Wingate, best-selling author Larry Wingate, on the show. He's going to join us for segments 2 and segment 3 of this show. We're going to learn a lot about Larry. Larry is a very in-your-face motivational speaker. He tells you how the cow eats the cabbage, and audiences across the world resonate with that. I want to explore that with him. Why is that tough talk so needed in the marketplace? And maybe even, why is that tough talk just talk? Right? Why is it so hard to actually pull it off? Why do people like to get slapped around, but then they still go back to their same habits? I see it happen in my office all the time with my under producers. I call them in my office the first time. I tell them they're good people. They have talent. We wouldn't have hired you if you didn't have the talent. You already made the first cut. We hired you. You went through our 3 interview process, the personality check, the credit check, the reference check, and we hired you. You're a winner. But then they don't win. They don't put up the numbers. They struggle. In fact, I've seen some guys go broke working for me. I've seen some guys put their family in such unbelievable financial stress working for me that it breaks my heart. Because then if you're the boss, if you're the real guy, if you're the real deal who wants to build a big, meaningful company, you still have to finish it. You got to cut the guy loose. Man, that's not fun. That's not tough. That's not easy. It's always tough. Always tough to have to say goodbye to a guy when he's already down on his luck. Is there an easy way to do it? I don't believe there is. I do not believe it ever gets easy. Now, it gets easy if the guy cheated you. If the guy stole from you, it's a piece of cake, right? If the guy tried to make money on the side and steal from you and not let you know that he was doing it, that's an easy fire. But that'd be easy for anybody. What I'm talking about is, what is it when you're watching the guy go downhill? Then what? How do we help that guy? What do we do? Do we have the ability to deal with that? And now what? What happens when you go home? Are you the same guy or gal when you go home to your wife tonight? Or are you affected by it maybe over the 4th of July weekend? Maybe it ruins your weekend. Maybe you're distraught about it. And so your family pays the price because of the pain of your business. Or have you gotten systems, processes, management structure, roadmaps, assistance, checks and balances in place so that it becomes just a data pull for you? It's a hard question, folks. It's an important question. I'd like to tell you I have it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out. It's never easy for me to fire somebody, but I do know this. You got to do it. Period. End of story. You got to cut the cancer out. 100% of the time, you got to cut the cancer out. The bottom producers are bottom producers for a reason. And most of the time, it is not the employer's fault. It is the employee not doing what the employer asked them to do. Hey, stick around. Segment two, we bring my friend Larry Winget on. So excited for it. Going to be a great show. Stick around.
Vacations are an important time to relax and spend time with your family, but often the road to relaxation can be paved with stress. If you're planning a family road trip this summer, you can take steps to worry less on the road. Cognitive behavioral psychologist Dr. Simon Rigo shares more.
Coverage like Liberty Mutual's 24-hour roadside assistance can ease worries for drivers, providing them with help getting a tow, jump-starting a dead battery, changing a flat, and even unlocking your car doors if the keys get locked inside. Learn more at libertymutualgroup.com/worry-less.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Welcome back to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. I'm so excited to have our guest on. Mr. Larry Wingate is joining us for segment two of this show. A little background on Mr. Wingate. Fairly successful guy. Larry's traveled the world, speaking to almost all of the Fortune 500 companies. He is constantly featured as a guest on all media outlets. He is also a six-time New York Times best-selling author, the host of an extremely successful reality TV show called The Big Spender, one of my favorites. I loved that show. Mr. Wingate has trademarked himself as the pit bull of personal development, and as the coup de grace, he is a member of the National Speakers Hall of Fame. Mr. Wingate, your time is valuable. Thank you for spending some of it with us today.
Oh, happy to do it. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's such a treat, Larry, to have you. I mean, I had the pleasure of meeting you at Kevin Rutherford CMC Live in Council Bluffs a month or so ago, and something miraculous happened there. You were in the middle of a book signing. You probably don't remember how this played out because there were a lot of people looking to get your attention. And when you signed the book for me, I said, Mr. Wingate, what would I have to do to get you on my radio show? Do you remember what your answer was, Larry?
Yeah, just ask.
Just ask. Your answer was, yeah, just ask. I said, Larry, would you be on my radio show? You said, of course I'll be on your radio show. Just set it up with my office. Larry, why do we build up? Why are we so afraid to ask for what we want?
You know, I wrote a book called Grow Up Hair, and it dealt with a lot of that. We would be amazed at how much good that we could have happened to us in our life if we would just ask. If you want something, ask for it. Listen, you get what you deserve. I really believe that. I think everything in life is we've got because that's what we deserve. But if you want more, believe that you deserve more, ask for more, go out and get more. It's really pretty simple. We make it hard.
We make it so doggone hard. We really do. Larry, help me just for a minute to give a little of your background. Tell our audience where you grew up.
I grew up dirt poor in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I grew up dirt poor. I used to sit around and look at all the rich people and think, what's it going to take? And then when I was in the eighth grade, a kid made fun of me for having one pair of blue jeans. And it was obvious I had one pair of blue jeans. They had a rip in the pocket. Every pair of jeans can't have a rip in the pocket in the same place. And he kind of busted me and humiliated me. In the eighth grade, 13 years old, and I made up my mind that quick that I was never going to be made fun of for being broke again. I was going to figure out what it took to make money, get rich, and be respected.
Man, I can still hear that in your voice. I can still hear your contempt of that in your voice. I mean, that was a very clear defining moment, huh?
Yeah, it was a turning point for me. I think we all have those turning points, and then at that point it comes down to a decision. What are we going to do about it? I knew I was willing to do whatever it takes to never go through that again, ever. And at 13 years old, I didn't have any role models. I knew I could do one thing better than anybody else. I could outwork them. And that's been my philosophy since 13. For 50 years, I've said, no matter what I go out to do, I can outwork you. I don't have to be better than you. I just have to outwork you. I don't have to be smarter than you. I don't have to do anything. I can show up earlier. I can stay longer. I can do my homework. I can put in the effort, and that's what most people are never willing to do. I know how to work my ass off, and most people don't know how to do that.
Yeah, but someone had to also help you with that. I mean, did your father give you this example of what hard work is? Was he grinding?
Yeah, my dad worked at Sears Roebuck for 47 years. You may have heard me tell the story before. I watched him go to work most of those days. It was over 12,000 days, 47 years of going to work. And my dad made a simple deal when he went to work for Sears at the age of 17. This was his deal. You show up with the money, I'll show up with the work. It wasn't a deal based in finding his purpose, his passion. It wasn't a deal about whether he was motivated, felt good, was into it, following his bliss, any of the crap that we heard today. It was a deal based, and he gave his word. When he gives his word, by God, he did it no matter what. Nothing was going to be an excuse. He said he would do it, and he showed up every single day and did it. That was a very good lesson for me to learn, and it's a lesson we all need to learn again in society. We have a commitment to our commitments. We've lost that.
Yeah. Larry, what were you being groomed to do, though? I mean, what was the conversation at the house? Your mother and father thought you should be what in your adult life?
Whatever I chose, they were going to be 100% behind me. I was not groomed to do anything except to do my best. That was it. And that's all they ever told me. Larry, you can do what you've decided to do. Whatever that may be, go out and give it your best, work hard at it, and you'll be successful. We didn't have those kind of conversations when I was a kid about what do you want to be when you grow up. It was you get a job, and no matter what that job is, you give it all you got.
My father made it hard, Larry. He never told me one. We never spent 10 seconds talking about what he thought I could be or what I should do or what career path I should take. He left me to the wolves, and I love him for doing that, but he never once talked about expectations of what I could or should do.
Mine was just about no matter what you decide, we'll be behind you, but mostly it's about whatever you decide. You go out, and when a man hires you, you give him all you got. When you give your word, you keep your word. If you sign on to work 8 hours, you work every minute of that 8 hours. You don't slack off for any reason. There's never an excuse going to be good enough for not doing what you said you would do. Those are the principles that I grew up with. And that's really all I've written about and talked about since I started on this career path. I've spent 25 years with a central message. My central message of 6 bestsellers, a television show, speeches to nearly all of the Fortune 500 companies, 25 years of standing on stages all around the world, it comes down to one line. Your life's your own damn fault.
I love it.
Period. Your life's your own damn fault. And people like to argue that with me and say, no, Larry, you don't understand. This happened to me. All right, I'm not going to argue with you. What you do about it is still your own fault. That's it. Everything that's going on in your life is your responsibility. Period. I don't take it any more complicated than that. And when people say, well, you don't understand, you're right, I don't understand, and I don't care. What you do about the deck you have in your hand, not whether you dealt it or whether somebody else dealt it, doesn't matter. What you do with it is your responsibility. And most people need to be reminded that instead of whining, and my first book was called Shut Up, Stop Whining, and Get a Life, it's still my primary message to people. Instead of whining about it, instead of saying all this hard stuff, just get off your butt and go to work.
Larry, we're down to 30 seconds on this segment. Please stick around for segment 2 because I have to go a little bit deeper in this, and we got to figure out why is it that so many people like to be slapped around and then they go back to their office and they still don't do a damn thing about it. Stick around for the segment 3, please. Great. Appreciate it, everybody. Stick around. Segment 3 coming right up.
blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. We have a fantastic guest with us today. Six-time New York Times bestselling author Larry Wingate has joined us. Larry, thanks for sticking around. I appreciate it. The first segment was such a right up in my face, and I'm a pretty in your face guy, and I even felt like I was turning into a softy hearing you give it to me. So I appreciate that. But that's who you are, Larry. When did that happen in your life? When did you become the guy that started telling people how the cow eats the cabbage?
About 15 years ago, I went through what might be described by most people as a midlife crisis. I was a popular, very successful, typical motivational speaker. I am not that now. In fact, I have also trademarked that I am the world's only irritational speaker. And I got so sick of every word that came out of my mouth that I hated my speech, I hated my business, and I just walked away from everything. And I went through a real soul searching that would, and there's a hell of a story there that takes up more time than we have. And I decided that I was going to say what I wanted to say. And if it worked, fine. If it didn't work, that was fine too. I've got a lot of talent. I could go back selling telephone systems. I could do anything that I decided to do. But if I was going to go on stages and tell people what I thought, it was going to be what I really thought instead of what they thought they wanted to hear. The next speech I gave, a guy heckled me, and I turned on him, and I said, "Buddy, you need to shut up, stop whining, and get a life. I'm sick of hearing you, and everybody else here in this audience is too." And the audience gave me a standing ovation at that moment. And I said, "That is a good line. I think I'll go with it." Now, that shut up, stop whining, and get a life became sort of my trademarked message, and that was my first bestseller. That when I wrote it, it went to the top of the bestseller list first week out. And I realized then that what people really wanted was authenticity. Yeah. I believe that people don't pay any attention to what you have to say, and they don't believe what you have to say. But they will always pay attention to see if you believe what you have to say, whether they agree with it or not. I have adamant people who hate every word that comes out of my mouth, but they buy every book that I release because they are, and they come to my speeches and they subscribe to all of my stuff and they buy my videos, all of that because they are so enthralled with somebody saying what they really believe and not caring about it. Yeah. Now, that's who I am. I don't care what anybody thinks about what I have to say. I say it because it's part of my core values. It's the principles that I base my life and my business on. And that's new and very intriguing to most people.
Yeah, it's what we all want to be. It's what we want to have, that level of guts that you come out on stage and have for yourself. We're all sort of longing for that. But it's a very difficult line to tread, and you actually made it successful. There's a lot of people that come on out and do it and fail miserably. I mean, they piss off their boss. They lose their communication with their wife and their kids. I mean, some people can't do it right. You were able to do it right.
Well, most people are smart about it. They think, you know, as I said, I wrote the book Grow a Pair. They think it's about being mean or rude or caustic. It's not about any of those things. It's about understanding who you are and standing up for what you believe in. If I walked up to most people on the street and said, "Give me five things you believe in that you'll never compromise on," they would look at me like a dog looking at a ceiling fan. They wouldn't have a clue what I was even talking about because people have never stopped to say, "What do I believe in that I'll never compromise?" I know I got 10 things I'll never compromise, never, no matter what. And most people never have examined their core values to that point.
So, Larry, let me ask you, obviously the show is I Need More Money. I have very strong opinions that everyone needs more money. Most people need more money to survive. Most people need more money to live better. And then if you have both of those aspects covered, you need more money to help more people survive or live better. What's your stance on the money? I mean, did the money start to come in once you really took this extreme level of authenticity?
Well, that's when lots of money started to stream in. But I've got a lot of positions about money. I'm a personal finance guy for Fox News, where they invite me in. One of my bestsellers is "You're Broke Because You Want to Be." Everybody will read that book. You're broke because you want to be. You talk about pushback. You tell people that their money situation is their fault. They don't like to hear that. But people who say they need more money need to understand then you need to bring more value. All the money you have is based on the value you bring to the marketplace. If you don't like how much money you got, perhaps you should look at how much value you bring to the marketplace. You're paid exactly what you're worth. That's the way it is.
But do you have a? Would you agree or disagree with my belief that in general, people need more money? They feel as though they have achieved a level of success that really is not meaningful enough in the big scheme of things.
Yeah, I believe people think they need more money. I think that that sometimes can become an excuse for them. I think for the most part, people want more money. And that's because their spending has exceeded what their ability to pay really is. When you have 40% of society who spends more money than they earn, that's a problem. When you have the amount of credit card debt that's going on in our country right now, that's a huge issue. When you have the stupid level of spending that most people have, and you realize that a hot water heater could send most people into financial crisis, those are big issues for folks. And so first thing I would do is say, yeah, you need more money. Go earn more money by increasing your value. But I also ask people to look at their spending and what's really important to them. Your money goes to what's important to you. It always follows priorities.
I think it's a combination of a number of those areas. But I also think, Larry, there's this concept that I don't think most people understand about money, which is that the money has moved. Most people are going after targets that are irrelevant. When I graduated college in 1991, 100 grand put you in the top 1% of earners. Today, that same number is $384,000. Most people are still shooting for the 100 grand a year. They don't realize the money has moved. They're fighting. They're attempting to reach these levels that are no longer as meaningful as they were 20 years ago. So they have to wake up to this concept that the money has moved.
Well, that's because most people don't have a clue about the facts that I just gave or the fact you just gave. People are stupid. I mean, I wrote a book called People Are Idiots, and I can prove it. And the easiest thing in the world to do is prove how stupid people are around money. Just Google money, people's money, and find out some of the information that you and I are talking about here. But most people never want to really look at their money in black and white. They don't want to face their issues. They don't want to face their ignorance around money. I mean, I had a guy. I was doing a show, and a guy called in and said, "Larry, the Dow has dropped 180 points. What should I do?" And I said, "Well, before you get all upset about the Dow dropping 180 points, do you know what that is?" He paused and he says, "No, I don't." I said, "Do you have any money in the stock market?" He said, "No, I don't." I said, "Then why the hell do you care?" I said, "Do you have any credit card debt?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "How much?" He said, "About $17,000. I said, "Instead of calling in and wasting my time worrying about the Dow dropping 180 points, why don't you go pay off your credit cards?"
Oh, Larry, it's such an uphill battle.
Just do some research.
I think that's one of the finishing questions that I'd like to ask you. After so many years speaking to hundreds of thousands of people on these topics that are so important to you, has the audience improved, Larry? Has the general population started to figure out and put some of this stuff into play? Or is it the same faces doing the same thing?
No, I think the audience, the mentality has actually declined instead of improved. I think the Internet has made us more stupid instead of smarter. I think the Internet has surrounded us with stupidity of people, and the dumbing down of America has happened as a result of that. When the Internet should be a tool to make us much better off than we are, it's done exactly the opposite. I think it's sad that people turn to talking heads, of which you and I are talking heads, to rely on for information instead of doing a little bit of research on their own. We live in such a fascinating time right now when there's so much great information out there. And what have we done? We've become dumber and dumber and dumber.
Yeah. Well, Larry, I want to thank you for your time today. I mean, I love it. The authenticity of the message is incredible. Your success is there for a reason. Again, I want to thank you. I know that there's a number of different channels for people to find out about you. I think a simple way is you just type in Larry Winget on Google and you'll see everything you need to know. But Larry, if you have just a second, tell us about your five friends concept. We have about 45 seconds left because I think it's a fascinating groupthink that you've developed.
Yeah, the five friends. I think what everybody should do is figure out the five closest friends in their life and realize that how much money they have, their level of success is going to be on average of what those are. I realized that many years ago, surrounded myself with people who operate at my level, who have various opinions, yet are smart, and I'm interested in what they say, and we have a high level of trust. We now blog together, do videos together, and we're running an event together because it's fun to do business with people you respect.
Yeah. Yep. Larry, I want to thank you again for your time. It's valuable. You spent some with it. It was awesome. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Bye.
Vacations are an important time to relax and spend time with your family, but often the road to relaxation can be paved with stress. If you're planning a family road trip this summer, you can take steps to worry less on the road. Cognitive behavioral psychologist Dr. Simon Rigo shares more.
According to research found in the Liberty Mutual Insurance Worry Less Report, 38% of people worry every day, with a significant predictor of worry being intolerance of uncertainty.
The most important aspect of any road trip is safety, so before hitting the road this summer, schedule any routine car maintenance and be sure to pack an emergency kit for your car, including first aid items.
Uncontrollable factors such as mechanical issues can put a damper on the family fun. Be prepared for unexpected events on the road. Coverage like Liberty Mutual's 24-hour roadside assistance can ease worries for drivers, providing them with help getting a tow, jump-starting a dead battery, changing a flat, and even unlocking your car doors if the keys get locked inside. Stay safe this summer and learn more at libertymutualgroup.com/worryless.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
It's Matt Monero, your host of I Need More Money. Hope you like that guest, Larry Wingate. Come on, man. I bring you guys good stuff. Larry Wingate's a player, man. The guy's all over the news, all over the media. Had some incredible takeaways. I love it. We're going to review it here in this segment here. What did he say? I told you the story of how I got Larry Wingate on the radio show. I said, what would I have to do to get you on my radio show? And he said, ask. I said, Larry, would you be on my radio show? He said, of course. Just schedule it with my office. The first takeaway is we got to ask for what the heck we want, gang. Ask for what you want. Often, always, a lot more than you have been. I think the reason we don't ask is because most of us don't know what the heck we want. You gotta want. It starts with a dream. The dream has to become a want. The want has to go down on paper as a goal. The goal has to be followed up with action. That's a simple step. Larry Wingate says it best. He says, if you typed in success on Amazon, you would come up with 2,000 books that have the name success in it. Do you really think there's 2,000 methods to success? Come on, y'all. Bust your hump. Work harder than the next guy. Dream big, big, fat, juicy goals. Turn those dreams into wants, things that become tangible to you, that you can touch, you can feel. Make those wants very specific goals over a specific period of time. Write those goals down on paper and then take massive levels of action to achieve. We were talking about it. Dennis and I were talking about it here in the studio during the break. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, gang. Most of us are playing for comfort. We're not playing for comfort. The successful people understand that we are actually playing to be uncomfortable. And the skill set is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm telling you, if you guys saw my calendar for this week, most people would say, how do you do it? And I say to myself, why do I do it? For what purpose did I push this hard? I just don't know how to do it any other way. I don't know how to not push to a level that is so uncomfortable that it freaks everyone around me, including myself. 2 days this week, my office manager who handles my calendar came back to me and she said, listen, your calendar was full and you just put like 50% of things on there that weren't on your calendar. I'm like, I know. She's like, why are you doing that? Why? It's already full. I'm like, it's not full enough. I'm talking like 5:15 in the morning to 9 o'clock at nightfall. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, y'all. Hey, I want to get back to Larry Wingate's takeaways. The first one is ask for what it is that you want. The second major takeaway, this is a huge platform for Larry Wingate, it's your own damn fault. But see, here's how Larry has the twist on this concept. Most people, when they hear it's your own fault, look at it like a negative. Larry Winget is smart enough to not force the negative to you. Because I've heard him discuss this at length. When he says it's your own fault, he means it on both the negative and the positive. So if you're fat, and listen, I'm overweight. I struggle with my weight all the time. I work out a lot, but I also love hamburgers, okay? So if you're fat, don't take offense to it, because sometimes I think of myself as fat. But listen, if you're fat, guess what? It's your own damn fault. My overweightness isn't your fault. It's my fault. Why? Because as much as I love to work out, I love cheeseburgers. Well done with American cheese, pickles, red onions, and ketchup on a poppy seed bun, and I'll eat two of them. Thank you. Hold the fries. I don't need the fries. It's my own damn fault. But guess what? I got a very successful business too. You know whose fault that is? Mine. That's a good thing, folks. So you are successful because of you. You are a failure because of you. Number two on Larry Winget's takeaways is it's your own damn fault. The good and the bad. Number three is we got in, obviously, my biggest topic of the show. I need more money. My job is to help my audience understand, how do you get more money? Larry Winget says if you want more money, you need to bring more value. You are directly compensated into proportion of the value that you bring to the marketplace. Number four, Larry Winget says focus on what matters to you, not what matters about the talking heads. And he says, the internet is the greatest tool ever invented. I could not agree with him more about this. And it is also the greatest tool that is misused by almost everyone. You have the ability to type into Google anything you want to learn about, but yet people watch O'Reilly. They watch Southern Charm reality show. They watch Real Housewives of Orange County. When you could type in how to play piano, how to speak French, how to invest in the stock market, how to buy real estate with no money down, you could learn anything you want on the internet, and most people use it to find cats chasing their tails on YouTube. It's an incredible misused tool. It's really sad to even think about it. But Larry Winget, of course, in his in-your-face style, throws it out there. The five takeaways from Larry Winget on the show today. Number one, ask for what you want. Number two, your success or your failure is your own damn fault. You need more money. How do you get more money? You must deliver more value to the marketplace. You are directly compensated in connection to the value that you bring to the marketplace. If you are underpaid, it means you deliver undervalue to the space that you are in. That is 100% true. Number four, focus on what you want, not what the other people want to tell you. And number five, use the internet as your tool, a tool to make you better. It's the greatest tool ever invented for you or anyone else to learn whatever it is that you want to learn about. You know, folks, Larry summed up our time together by his guesstimation that the marketplace has actually not gotten smarter. After all these years, the Zig Ziglars, the Brian Tracys, the Tony Robbins, the Larry Wingets, maybe one day the Matt Moneros. The general population doesn't get it. You know what that is for you? It's an incredible, durable, competitive advantage. If you get this stuff, if you learn it, if you skill up, if you put it into practice, you will be leaps and bounds ahead of the competition. Figure it out as a durable, competitive advantage. Use it to your advantage. It's how you make more money. Hey, I'm Matt Monero, your host. Follow me on Twitter, @MattMonero. Get ready for the new book, I Need More Money, coming out this fall. Till the next time we talk. Thanks.
The The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.